and have given tokens of their covenant each to the other, and have done this willingly before their friends gathered here, as well as the larger American community, we proclaim together our right as couples in hope that the day will come when not only our own community will recognize our relationships, but the laws of our countries also. Couples, you may kiss.
That happened on our nation's capital. That was not on the news. That's women.
It's just to recognize that gays and lesbians have families, we do have children, and we are people that worship God in, of our own understanding.
And my message to the Jerry Falwell types is that even God loves them too.
The Bible says in John, for whatever man says he loveth the Lord but hates his brother, that man is a liar.
Now what he's saying is that we hate them since we preach against their sin. Nobody in there, if it's a Christian, hates people. They're being misrepresented. Get them up just a hair, Brother Roy, so they can hear.
To the Jerry Falwells, to the Pat Robertsons, and to every other biblical Bible thumping fundamentalist out there that says that, you know, you can't be gay and still get into heaven. Is sexuality is a genetic thing, and if it's genetic, then it's God.
Human rights in this country were guaranteed in 1787. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And if I pursue my happiness in my high heels with another man in bed, that's my business.
Show the typical scenes that our camera...
Look at the back of that guy's shirt. See it? Say you love Satan. Now, you didn't see the back. I cut out the bad parts. Why wasn't this on CNN? Why wasn't it on NBC? Why didn't Ted Koppel show it? Why didn't all them talk show hosts put it on? They don't want you to know the truth.
Why didn't the little gays, who the day after the march sat in the street outside the Capitol building, screaming obscenities and holding up traffic? The motorcycle police asked them to move. The Capitol police marched toward them, but they would not be moved. Finally, they had to be arrested and carted off in the paddy wagon.
Did you see that on the news?
But did you see these scenes on the evening news? The answer is no. Why didn't you see this on network news? You didn't hear a word about this, nor did any other American. And yet these people stopped traffic. They were shouting obscenities. They were arrested. If these had had an abortion clinic not blocking traffic, you can be sure you would have seen that on network news, and you better believe it would have been put in the most negative light possible. It would have...
All right. Now, give me some light here, fellas. I'm going to get you, take your Bibles, and I'm going to show you something. Everybody, get your Bibles open. Turn to the book of Genesis, and let me show you where this thing come from, where we're headed right now in America. And I want to bring you a message, then I'm going to show you something else before we go. Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter number 13. The book of Genesis, chapter number 13. We need you to be quiet. We need you to listen. It's very important that you hear this message. We're living in the day when we're seeing this thing knock down the doors, just like it did in the days of Lot. If you say, preacher, that don't affect me, then you should get a copy of the Sunday school video if you don't believe that. It's unbelievable. Now, the homosexual act is called on the police books sodomy. That's what it's still called, sodomy. Where does that come from? It comes from a city in the Old Testament named Sodom. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for their sin. They had abundance of idleness, pride, fullness of bread, became homosexual, and God burned down the city. That was his urban renewal plan for those towns. Just burn them up. There was no hope for them at whatsoever. There does, listen to me, there does come a point in people's life when they reach a point where God just says, I'm giving them up to vile affections, according to the Word of God. Now, I don't know when that is, and I'm not to judge, but I'm telling you, and in case you're here this morning, you come out of curiosity, and you're a homosexual here this morning, I'm going to tell you something. And you listen to me real carefully. Don't you accuse me or this church of anybody of not being loving and caring. We love you. You ought to thank God somebody loves you enough to tell you the truth. We want you to be saved. We want you to go to heaven. But we will not say that what you're doing is right because God didn't say it was right. In Genesis chapter number 10, or 13, I'm sorry, chapter 13, look at it. Genesis chapter 13, when Abraham and Lot were deciding which way they were going to go when they split up. Lot was the worldly, had the worldly outlook, and chose toward Sodom. Look at verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And here's the way it looked. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. It was a prosperous, booming, flourishing town. That's always a problem when people prosper. When people prosper, then they turn to the flesh. Now, chapter number 13, and verse number 13. Look at here. Verse 12 said, Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. Verse 13 said, Genesis 13:13, no accident. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. That's what God says about homosexuality. It's wicked. Like, you ever heard of wicker furniture? Wick? Like, well, you know what wick means? Wicker furniture is twisted, wrapped around itself. The wicked means twisted. Everything bad in this world is something that God made good and people twisted it. Right. Nothing wrong with the act of physical love itself, but people have twisted it and made it wicked. Twisted, like wicker. Now the Bible said they were exceeding wicked before the Lord. Now let's read what happened to Lot in Genesis 19. Genesis 19 presents the entire homosexual agenda. What you just got through seeing there on a video a minute ago and what I'm going to show you in a few minutes, Genesis 19 shows it. If you want to find out where homosexuality in America is heading, you can read Genesis and it'll predict the future for the year 2000 if the Lord hadn't come back before then. Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. These angels were come to destroy it. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet. And ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the streets all night. Now Lot knew what a wicked town he's living in. Two angels wanted to stay out in the street. Angels always appeared in the Bible as young men. Angels in the Bible are never female with long hair and wings. They appear as young men. Notice what it said. The men. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned into him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, before they could go to sleep that night, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Stop right there. That word know means in a sexual love, no. You can get that all through the Bible. I'm not just saying that. They're crowded around his house, begin to say, Send them
some men out. We seen two good-looking men come in here. Send them out. That's how it got in the days of Sodom. They were out of the closet. They were no longer ashamed. They were no longer trying to hide their lifestyle. They're saying, hey, man, like the people on here, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. That was their slogan. And they said, send those men out here that we may know them. It was dangerous for a man to be in the street. You ever been in a big city? At night, you know exactly what that scripture means. Notice, Lot, he was backslid in verse 6. Lot went out at the door to them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. That is again showing you what God said about homosexuality. Notice verse 8. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. That didn't mean they never shook a man's hand or been introduced. That means a sexual known man with him. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Stop right there. Lot had got so backslid that he said, hey, he knew those men were angels. He said, if you'll leave these men alone, you can have my two daughters that are virgins. He said, just take them and do whatever you want to. But notice, those men were so messed up and wicked that they did not want those two little virgin girls. They didn't even want them. They were not even attracted to a woman anymore. Notice what it said, verse 9. And they said, stand back. See, there's demanding their rights. Get out of our way. Don't stop us. Don't try to hinder us. They said, this one fella came in to sojourn and he will needs be a judge. See that? There's 1993 in Genesis. They said, he's judging us. He's judging us. He's judging us. God put that in the Bible so that you would know how to deal. See, if you try to stand in their way, they're going to try and say, you have no right to judge. You have no right to judge. Let me tell you what I'm doing this morning. I'm not judging. I'm preaching. And the Word of God has already judged your sin. And there's no way under God's heaven that it's ever going to be right for a man to lay down with a man and a woman to lay down with a woman. It ain't right for you. It ain't right for me. I don't care how you believe, what you say, where you come from, what you talk. God said it's wicked. Now, look here at the rest of the scripture. He said, only do to these men do nothing, for there came out of my under my roof. And notice, now will they said in verse 9, now will we deal worse with thee than with them. They said, we're going to get you, Lot, because you're trying to stop us. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. The news media points them in the light of, oh, we're just nice people that loves everybody and wants to get along. If they don't get what they want, they'll break the doors down. I showed the video where they said they wanted to burn the Capitol building a few minutes ago. They said, we ought to be burning this building. Yeah. See? You don't hear that on the news. Notice. And the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were about the door of the house with blindness. That's what's wrong with them. They're blind, small and great. They wearied themselves to find the door. They can't find the door because they're blind in sin. And the men said, hast thou here any beside? Son-in-law, sons, daughter, whatsoever thou hast this city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. Phil Donahue said there wasn't nowhere in the Bible where the Bible mentioned homosexuality as a sin. You know what he's doing? He's tricking people because he knows them people out there are too lazy to read the Bible, and he knows they won't read it. The Bible don't mention the word homosexual. But it don't mention the rapture either. But it's going to happen. Men lying down with men, I mean, how plain do you want it, brother? I mean, it don't have to use that word for you to mention it. Listen to me. I want to tell you three things this morning, and you listen very carefully to the message on sodomy. Number one, sodomy is a sin. I didn't say a mistake. I didn't say a genetic error in your birth. I said a sin. Now turn in your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 20. Let's see if the Bible says it's a sin. Leviticus chapter number 20. And I want to show you what the Bible says about it. Leviticus chapter number 20 and verse number guess. Verse number guess. You got it. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse number 13. Sodomy is a sin. Leviticus chapter 20 and verse number 13. You know, this is once and for all, settle it. Once and for all. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. See that? Their blood shall be upon them. Romans chapter 1, New Testament. The book of Romans chapter 1. We'll find out this morning that sodomy is a sin. Romans chapter number 1. People say, well, what does the Bible say about it? Here's what the Bible says about it. Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 25. Well, for time's sake, we won't read all the scripture, but it said they didn't glorify God in verse 21. They were professors in verse 22. They changed the truth of God into a lie in on those verses. Changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image. They worshiped the human body. And verse 25 said, who changed the truth of God. What's that? The Bible. The truth of God. They changed it into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women, this is lesbianism, did change the natural use of the woman into that which is against nature. See? It's against nature for a woman to be with a woman, brother. You ain't made that way. It's against nature. They say, well, I was born that way. That verse says it's against nature. Nature don't make you that way. Look at here. Verse number 27. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural, that is again, what's natural, use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense, that's your payback, of their error, which was meat. It is a being betrayed today as normal, and you and me are made to feel guilty if we disagree or say anything about it. Now, I'm going to make a statement here this morning. Some of you may not like. I believe some of the biggest evangelists for the pro-homosexual movement. Listen to me. Some of the biggest evangelists for the pro-homosexual movement. Who in your eyes is making homosexuality more acceptable to the general public than anybody else? It's rock and roll singers to young people, of course. It's TV talk show hosts to older people. I'm talking Phil Donahue, Geraldo, everybody. When I was preparing this video the other day, I was flipping it back and forth, trying to edit some things out. Geraldo had on his program several, whatever that was, I don't know what that was. They looked like pretty girls, they really did. But they were men. And they were saying, we're this way, we're happy, you have no right to say anything about it. That's not an accident Geraldo put that on his show. You know why he put that on the show? Because he's a pervert himself. And number two, it's because that gets high ratings. And you get high ratings, you make more money. So what he's doing, he's making you feel guilty if you say anything against it. As soon as that show was over, I was changing the video, his show went off, Jerry Springer came on. Jerry Springer had a 19-year-old something or another on there who was a boy all of his life and now has made himself into a girl. He's a real pretty girl. And saying, I knew all of my life I was a girl. And they're saying that it's born that way, that you cannot accuse it of sin because they were simply born that way. I'm telling you, listen to this. In March 1993, in the Archives of General Psychiatry, this is the latest study of psychiatry, Psychiatry, quote, there is no evidence at present to substantiate a biological theory for the cause of homosexuality. There is no scientific or biological proof whatsoever that a person is born homosexual. There is no proof whatsoever. Now, you know what? If a person's born homosexual, then a murderer is born a murderer. Then a child molester is born a child molester. They shouldn't be punished. It's in their genes, right? They couldn't help their behavior. They were meant to be that way. If it holds true for one, it holds true for the other. I'm telling you, what they're trying to do is get you and I to accept this sin as being normal. The reason you know, the reason one common sense would tell you nobody's born homosexual, you may be born, some men, boys are a little more sissy than others. And maybe they grow up in a certain circumstance around mama. A lot of it's got to do with way back in a kid's childhood. And maybe they're drawn toward mama or daddy. Then the devil comes along one day and they're introduced to homosexuality through books. Did you know that HBO and Showtime and Cinemax and all everything are now showing movies on television with lesbians and homosexuals embracing, kissing, naked, living in sin like that? They're trying to get you to think it's normal. They're trying to get you to think it's all right. But the Bible says it is a sin. There is no difference in committing a homosexual act than taking a gun and blowing somebody's head off. It is breaking the commandments of God. It is a sin. It is not a sickness. You know how I know that? Because nobody's born that way. There is no such thing as a homosexual dog. Dogs are born abnormal. Dogs are born deformed. But ain't never been a homosexual dog. You've never seen two boy dogs going at it with each other like they're in love, kissing each other in the mouth. Did you know you've never seen a lesbian cow in your life? There's no such thing, brother. There's never been a homosexual squirrel or a rabbit. That is against nature. And that shows you that people, when God leaves people alone, they'll do things animals won't do. You say, oh, we're born that way, preacher, and you have no right to judge. Because, well, okay, let's turn that thing around. If you're born homosexual, you know, they call us homophobic. They say we have a fear of homosexuals. I read another good word for us the other day. We don't have homophobia. We have homo-nausea. Amen? We have something in us, like a gene somewhere that we was born with, that tells us that homosexuality is a filthy, irrational, incompatible, non-productive, and sickening thing. We just can't help it. We was born that way. Don't judge us. Amen? And if you can use that line, we can use it too. Amen? Buddy, let me tell you something. Sodomy is a sin. Secondly, sodomy is a sacrilege. It's sacrilegious. It winds up blaspheming everything that's right. You watch, mark it down, they'll wind up claiming God's for them every time. They'll wind up claiming there is no God or else God is on our side. I showed a video a while ago in the Sunday school class of a replica in San Francisco of a replica of what's supposed to be God in a homosexual act with Uncle Sam. They always want to bring God down to the level of humanity. Not going to work. They hold up signs, God is gay. Gay churches everywhere. Jesus is a homosexual, they say. They say that, listen, you're not going to cram your beliefs down our throat. We're going to do our own thing. Listen to me this morning. This is more important than you might realize here this morning. You know what they say? A congressman in California wrote the book called Shadow in the Land. The following is a quote from that book. Listen to me. But now the tide has turned. We have at last come out, and in so doing we have exposed the mean-spirited nature of Judeo-Christian morality. You have been narrow-minded and self-righteous, talking to us. But with the help of a growing number of your membership, we are going to force you, listen, here Genesis 19, to recant everything you've ever believed or said about homosexuality. Here's some of the things that they're going to force us to do, they say. One, henceforth homosexuality will be spoken of in your churches and synagogues as an honorable estate. Two, you will be expected to offer ceremonies that bless our arrangements, whether or not you retain marriage is something to be celebrated in your churches. Three, you will instruct your young people in homosexual as well as heterosexual behavior. You will go out of your way to make certain that homosexual youth are allowed to date, attend religious functions together, openly display affection, and enjoy each other's sexuality without embarrassment or guilt. Four, if any of the older people in your midst object, you will deal with them sternly, making certain that they renounce their ugly and ignorant homophobia or suffer public humiliation. Five, you will also make certain that all of the prestige and resources of your institutions are brought to bear on the community so that the laws are passed forbidding discrimination against homosexuals and heavy punishments are assessed. We expect and demand the same commitment to us that you made to blacks and to women, though suffering has not been as great as ours. They say blacks didn't suffer as bad as we did. Women didn't suffer as bad as we did. Let me tell you something, buddy. You can't help if you're born black. You can't help if you're born white. You can't help if you're born woman. You can't help if you're born man. You have a right because that is your birth. But you are not born homosexual. Not born that way. Listen to me. You know what they say? Finally, we will in all likelihood want to expunge a number of passages from your scriptures and rewrite others, eliminating references of marriage and using those that were allowed for homosexual interpretation of passages describing biblical lovers such as Ruth and Boaz or Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. Warning, if all these things do not come to pass quickly, we will subject Orthodox Jews and Christians to the most sustained hatred and verification in recent memory. We have captured the liberal establishment and the press. We have already beaten you on a number of battlefields. We have the spirit of this age on our side. You have neither the faith nor the strength to fight us, so you might as well surrender now. Congressman of California. They said, we're going to run over you, knock down your doors, and make you swallow our lifestyle. And I want to tell you something, buddy. If God don't come in the next few years, we're in for the fight of our lives. You say, oh, it's not that bad around here, preacher. You just ain't been listening and watching. You're just ignorant because all you believe is what you see on TV. Sodomy is a sacrilege. Number three, sodomy is a sign. Number one, sodomy is a sin. Number two, sodomy is sacrilege. Number three, sodomy is a sign. It's a sign that Jesus is coming back soon. Hallelujah. It tells me, it makes me sick and it turns my stomach. But you know what? It lets me know, brother, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. When he was up there in Washington, D.C. saying, let us in. We're going to burn the Capitol building. That makes me sick in my stomach. But deep down inside, something in me says, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's coming. The Lord's coming back. Jesus is coming back. It's a sign. It's a sign. If you're not right with God, you better get right. If you're playing church, you better get right with God. If you're here and you're not saved, you better get in. Jesus said in the book of Luke, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. You know what they're doing? You know what they've done a lot? Number one, they wanted him to surrender his house and personal property to their desire. They said, you have no right even to your own children. Let us have them. You know what they're teaching in the public schools up in New York? Homosexual classes to little bitty kids, letting them read books called Heather Has Two Mommies and Daddy's Roommate, showing that it's normal. They're saying, we'll get your kids. Jesus said when he'd done that again, he's coming back. Number two, they threatened and disregarded his personal property and accused him of judging. They made Lot the bad guy. They said, you're the mean guy. We're all right. We're normal. You're the pervert. You notice when somebody stands up on a talk show and says, we're against this, everybody goes, no, no, you have no right to judge. You have no right to judge. That's the spirit of the day you and I are living in. Not only that, they were so blind they couldn't find the door. I feel sorry for them. You're going to see some people here in a second. I feel sorry for them. They are so blind they can't find the door. You're going to see Whoopi Goldberg. You're going to see Martina, the famous tennis player. They're blind! They're blind! And they can't see the door. At Rutgers University, you've heard of Rutgers University, right? That's the big university, I think, in New Jersey. The football, basketball, everything. Just for one, they have gay student enjoyment programs and protection at Rutgers University. They have coming out days. They call it coming out days. Come out of the closet and have a kiss in on the commons. And the university has an anti-insult policy that forbids you from making any belittling comments about it. You say one word about it, you're in trouble. You know, back when I went to school, it was the other way around. They would have been the ones that got in trouble, kicked. But now, they're allowed, boys kiss boys, girls kiss girls, and whatever else they allow them to do. And if you say one word about it, you get disciplined. You think we ain't in a mess? Rutgers University. The dormitories, when you go to Rutgers University, you can request a homosexual roommate to live with you, just like you can request a smoker or a non-smoker. And it's given. They offer benefits to the faculty members who have partners in the school. Faculty and teacher and students. That's a big thing now. Teachers messing around with the students. Listen. They have a lecture on beyond heterosexism. And when the freshmen come to Rutgers, they have a sensitivity training class and show them a video called A Little Respect, trying to make them accept the homosexual lifestyle and make you feel guilty and judging if you don't. You're guilty of hate crimes. Their chants are 10% are not enough. Recruit, recruit. 10% are not a group. Recruit. You know why homosexuals can't have to recruit? Because they can't reproduce. That ought to tell somebody something, amen? They can't reproduce, so they got to recruit. And as one girl said, they wanted this after Chelsea when he's up there in Washington. They don't reproduce. I showed you a video of a fella tearing up a Bible. And I'm going to show you. If you take what I read now, get the lights, fellas. You take what I read now in Genesis about them beating down the doors. You take what Jesus said about as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Buddy, we're living in scary times. You take what Jesus said. Give me a list of tattle out, Brother Roy, just a second. I'll plop this other tape in. You take what the Lord Jesus Christ said and compare it with what you're getting ready to see right now. You take what the Lord said and say, well, he said they were beating down the doors. He said they were demanding Lot let them men out. They were saying we demand our rights, no longer in the closet, no longer hid. Compare what I read you in the scripture to what you're getting ready to see. And you'll see how close we are to coming to the Lord. Okay. Think about what I read a while ago and compare it to this.
Oh, I want to introduce you to my... Call that flaunting in America.
Listen.
I call it sharing.
We're queer and we're all ready in the military.
Will be the beginning of the queer 90s.
A bit louder. What we do between consenting adults and the privacy of all
bash adult people doing quilt panels and wearing red ribbons. We're angry people who are going to fight back and do whatever it takes to stay alive and get what we need to stay alive.
Did you hear that? He said, we're angry people and we're going to fight back. He said, if they can bash, we can bash.
back, and if they shoot, we can shoot back. If they bash, we can bash back. We're not all lobbyists. We're not all people doing quilt panels and wearing red ribbons. We're angry people who are going to fight back and do whatever it takes to stay alive and get what we need to stay alive. We can shoot back. If they bash, we can bash back. We're not all lobbyists. We're not all people doing quilt panels and wearing red ribbons. We're angry people who are going to fight back and do whatever it takes to stay alive and get what we need to stay alive.
I would say from today on, there's no more head old
Smith. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I'm a bomb-throwing fag.
Hear what he said? I'm a bomb-throwing fag. And it wasn't like that 20 years ago. Now they're ready to blow up buildings, to burn down houses. There's the days of Lot, folks. Watch.
Washington, because Bill Clinton.
If Jesus was here, he'd march with us.
Last November, the American people
this
sent
a message
to make government more accountable to
what our movement for equality needs most, in my not so humble opinion, is for us to come out of the closet.
In such massive numbers, you are sending a powerful message to my colleagues and to all Americans that gay men and lesbians are part of the American family. We see your courage. We hear your voice, feel your determination, and we pledge that this discrimination against you must end now, once and for all time.
To the God to legitimize homophobia, we say with one voice, get over it.
There's you, buddy. It ain't no accident he has those transvestites on his program all the time. What's he doing up there marching with them? How come that wasn't on CNN? He say, if you use the word of God to justify your homophobia, which he would say, I've done this morning, he'd say, get over it. Watch it now. Some of the most prominent figures in America, that's what they're doing.
When Robin Tyler called me up.
First gay and lesbian inaugural ball where celebrities who have fallen victim to this
country
terrible
music
thing.
Singer.
The best thing I ever did in my life was come on.
Make no mistake about it.
Genesis.
We will not stop until we have achieved our freedom, our justice, and our pursuit of...
Can't you see the days of Lot, folks? Did you see what I preached to you that happened nearly 3,000 years ago and compare that to what happened in Washington a few months ago? But you think we're not near the end? Listen to him. They're banging the doors.
Understand, America, that 12% of the little boys... Girls, make no mistake about it. We will not stop until we have achieved our freedom, our justice, and our pursuit of happiness. Do you understand, America, that 12% of the little boys, girls growing up today are going to be lesbians and gays, and they are not going to be called faggot and dyke and queer and sissy? We are going to save our children!
How long is it going to take before people get smart? Educated people, not just people with no education. We're not talking about illiterate people. We're talking about senators. And
all right, you can get the lights for us, Roy. I want you to listen to me this morning as they make their way to the instruments. The Lord Jesus Christ loves everybody and died on the cross for everybody's sin. I had to cut out the biggest. I had three videos, Christian videos. You would not believe what was in them. Christian videos, not secular, worldly. So vile, you couldn't even show it. You wouldn't want your kids to see it. And they're saying, we're going to take over, we're going to get our way, or we're going to have our way, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, let me tell you something, friend. You may be here this morning, you may be homosexual or sympathetic to the homosexual lifestyle. Just because we don't, and the Bible don't approve of your lifestyle, don't mean we don't love you. I'd hate to see one of our young people or kids at our church wind up like that. It breaks my heart. It really does. It breaks my heart. We love you. Thank God somebody cares enough about you to tell you what God said about it. You cannot be homosexual and be right with God at the same time. You can't do it. It's impossible. Now, I want you to know this morning, we love you. But you cannot change what God said. If God said, don't wear black shoes, then I'd have to get my black shoes off, see? I can't say, well, I like my black shoes and I feel good in my black. He's right. He's right. We don't make the rules. God makes the rules. God made Adam and Eve, male and female. That's always been God's plan. It's never been any different. Never will be. I believe there's some Christian people here this morning that you've been playing around, and it's about time you got right with God, because Jesus is coming back soon and you're not going to be ready to stand before Him like you want to if you don't get your heart right with God. Sodomy is a wicked, wicked thing. But all it is showing, it's showing how backslid Christians have got and how far churches have got away from God. You know what we need? We need old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival and a move of God. That's the only thing that's going to save our nation. Who would have thought that our nation's capital would have put up with that 50 years ago? It wouldn't have happened. We're at the end, people. If the Lord don't come soon, there's no telling what we'll see. You know what? We're going to have a prayer meeting here Saturday night at 8 o'clock for anybody that wants to come and just pray, as long as everybody wants to pray for the camp meeting. And I'm telling you, if we as Christians, God's people, don't get right and do what we're supposed to do, we're going to see some sickening things happen to some of these kids in here this morning. Mark it down. Mark my word. Mark my word. God's dealing with your heart this morning. Let's all stand. Go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to sing. If you need to come to the altar and pray, you want to just come over, you say, well, I couldn't go to the altar and pray. Somebody might think I was, you know, don't worry about that. I get down here and pray and there ain't a homosexual bone in my body, brother. I can promise you that. We need to be around this altar praying, and God, have mercy on our backslid, wicked nation. God, do something in our hearts this morning. Give us a burden for sinners. Save lost souls. If there's one here this morning who's never been saved, save them by your grace. Let this message be used to touch hearts and lives of people. Lord, we know you're coming soon. Have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name we ask.